Good evening. Thank you for this opportunity once again to provide public comment on the Northern Pass Transmission Line Project. My name is Chris Thayer. My wife Wendy and I, along with our two young boys, are residents of Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. We welcome tonight's hearing as a chance to take part in the public process that ensures the voices of New Hampshire citizens, including those in the North Country, are directly heard and considered in shaping a final environmental impact statement by federal agencies. We stand in opposition to the Northern Pass Transmission Line Project as currently proposed for the following reasons. Despite efforts to suggest otherwise, the expansive metal towers and their addition to existing transmission corridors will scar the scenic landscape of our town and region, affecting quality of life, diminishing property values and town tax bases, and our reputation as a scenic rural destination. In fact, I can personally attest that the mere proposal of such a project has already adversely affected the purchase price of local real estate. Visual studies of the proposed route suggest an impact on 95,000 acres throughout the state as a whole. Public support for this project has been lacking from the start, with 30 of 31 communities, New Hampshire communities, along the proposed route formally in opposition to the project. I respectfully request the Department of Energy to evaluate all project alternatives, including that of no action or full burial along the entire route that allows our northern region to retain the natural assets that have been the lifeblood of local citizens and the source of inspiration and spiritual renewal for all over countless generations. The taller towers proposed for carrying the high voltage direct current aerial transmission lines will necessitate widening existing rights of way and will allow for additional capacity in the future. I respectfully request the Department of Energy and related federal agencies to perform due diligence in studying the impacts to wildlife, wetlands, forest resources, communities, and recreation areas along the proposed routes, including, most significantly, the White Mountain National Forest and the crossing of the Appalachian National Scenic Trail. The recent celebration of the centennial of the landmark conservation legislation known as the Weeks Act created the Eastern National Forest System and the White Mountain National Forest. Any private exemptions proposed or accepted for this project are an insult to the legacy of the people's forest and the generations who've entrusted it to public protection and management. I have other comments that I'll submit, but I noticed that Travis is holding up signs that everybody knows well. So I'm going to cut to the chase. On behalf of my family and along with others in our community and surrounding North Country region, we stand firmly against this project as presented and ask that this public process produce a result that serves the best interests of the state of New Hampshire and those of us who are lucky enough to call it home. Thank you.
Thank you.